Our two supermarket giants, Coles and Woolworths, both reported sales results this week that put them virtually neck and neck in the war for our trolleys and our wallets. The battle for supremacy has been going on for about 5 years now, with Coles taking the lead after being acquired by Wesfarmers in 2007. But Woolworths is edging back and may well edge in front. But even though our retail duopoly is drawing closer, there are some significant differences in their business strategies that are already affecting you and me as consumers. More outlets, online sales, click and pick up and all that sort of thing. In fact, business analyst and commentator Robert Gottliebson reckons that some of this could change the retail rulebook in Australia forever. Now, I couldn't have my annual spell on Saturday Extra without you, Bob. Welcome back.
Yes, thanks, Norman.
So let's start with Woolies. I mean, the interesting strategy. I mean, they acquired Quantium, 51% of Quantium, a big data company, which gives them extraordinary insights into their customers.
Yes. The two giants are starting to head in separate directions. Woolworths clearly believe that online retailing is going to be is going to move up to something like 10% of their turnover, maybe even higher in due course. And the way they see it, is, but it's not just online retailing. They're going to change their total business model to cater for this. And so the idea is this, that they'll be following your retail purchases, and you'll have to agree to that, and you'll get rewards for having agreed. They'll follow your retail purchases, and they will know what you're likely to buy. They'll give you specials that'll be attuned to exactly what you want. It'll be done via the mobile phone. And when it comes to online retailing, they're saying, righto, well, if you will deliver it to home, either same day or later, depending on what you want, but would you like to pick it up from any of our stores, from Dan Murphy, from the Caltech service stations? And we're going to link everybody together. So it will be a massive warehousing operation. They're changing. It'll take 5 years to do it.
So they'll use their property base, if you like, their extensive outlet base, so that you don't have to sit at home waiting for the delivery to arrive. You can go and pick up at the most convenient place near to you.
Exactly. Now, behind that, of course, is a massive change in distribution of stock. So here you can see they're moving to understand your purchases better and to link their stock buying and delivery to what you are likely to do, and then make it easier to order online and collect anywhere.
But as you suggest, the logistics are extraordinary. I mean, I was talking to somebody in the brewing industry talking about their business, I think it was in China, where the supply chain was just impossible because they were doing this small supply, small deliveries all the time, and it was killing their business. How can you achieve that on a large scale and still make money?
Well, it's about technology. We've moved the business of transporting goods and storing it into a whole new phase with the new technologies, which enable you to, if you introduce them, and they're expensive to introduce, enable you to control your supply chain in a way you simply can't do today. Rant O'Brien, the CEO of Woolworths, is saying this is what they call Mercury 2. And Mercury 1 was when Roger Corbett transformed Woolworths and gave it the lead over Coles. Now they're suggesting that Mercury 2 will do the same thing.
And Mercury 1 was, you know, essentially copying Walmart and really tying down the supply chain.
Yes, but totally through conventional stores. And Mercury 1 lowered Woolworths' cost base dramatically, and they then distributed that money partly in lower prices, partly reinvesting back in again, and partly to shareholders. In more recent times, the rewards from Mercury 1 have actually mainly gone to shareholders, and that tended to push Woolworths' prices up, and that's what gave Coles the chance to come in. Woolworths didn't think that Coles could ever recover, and they were wrong.
And it is all about price in the end, isn't it? I mean, is anybody else in the world trying the Mercury 2 push, or is this an Australian innovation?
It's rare. There may be others trying it, but there are very few retail supermarkets that have such a broad range of other distributions. You know, most supermarkets are in the supermarket business. They don't find themselves in the Big W business or in the Masters business or the a separate business called Dan Murphy or petrol stations. But so this sort of multi-distribution is, I'm not saying it isn't going to be done somewhere else in the world, but it's very rare because people don't have those outlets.
Now, Coles could do it too. I mean, their strategy is to increase the number of outlets, isn't it, largely?
Well, they'll also be going online. But yes, they have a very successful business. You know, Wesfarmers has a very successful business in Bunnings. Now, Bunnings are not strong online. They haven't pushed in that direction. The whole thing has been bricks and mortar. And it's run totally separately from Coles. And there's no plan for Coles supermarket goods to be collected at Bunnings, let alone Coles outlets, service station outlets. But So
what's Coles? How does Coles' strategy to
Coles
maintain...
Coles believe that Woolworths made an unfortunate error in that they linked with Qantas and gave Qantas control over their rewards program and has all the names and control over the names. Coles believe their rewards program, where they control it and they control the names, will be in the longer term very effective. And at the same time, Coles are saying, righto, well, we unfortunately, because we had to catch up, we didn't open new stores. So we have to go on to a new store opening program as well. So, Ian McLeod and the new CEO of Coles are going to have to look at what Woolworths are doing and saying, do we try and match them? And if they are going to match them, they're going to have to put a whole lot of capital in. They haven't made that decision yet.
So in a sense, Coles is trying to emulate Qantas, paradoxically, in creating a substantial business out of its rewards program, which it owns.
Absolutely. And as you know, with Qantas, they're thinking of selling off, floating off their rewards program. And an important part of that value that they'll float off will be the Woolworths customer base.
Now, they've both got problems. I mean, Masters, as I understand it, the hardware and building supplies outlet for Woolworths, isn't going that well. Bunnings is going very well. But Coles is lumbered with Kmart and Target, which kind of are eating each other's lunch.
They are. Kmart's doing better than Target. What Wesfarmers did was to just say, righto, fellas, you can compete against each other. And Kmart was knew exactly where it wanted to go, which was down market.
Competitive retailism.
Yeah, that caught Woolworths, caught Target in the middle there. And remember, we're going into a period of time when the federal government is going to take a lot of money out of middle and lower income Australia in terms of less benefits, maybe a levy tax, changes to social services, all those sort of things. That means less money in the pockets of a lot of people, particularly in the lower and middle income areas. And that means that it'll be tougher for these retailers. Now, food retailers will get affected, but less than discretionary retailers. And if you're sitting down there in Kmart, down the bottom of the food chain, you'll probably do very well because that's what people will tend to do, buy cheaper goods.
So again, there'll be a sort of bipolar nature, if you like, to the retail market. What do you think Woolies is going to do about Masters? Are they going to persist with it?
I suppose they're so deep in it now, they have to.
They're big boxes.
They're saying it'll come to profits next year. You know, it's been an enormous investment of money and no returns. Bunnings have absolutely tailed it. And in due course, the fact that Masters are more aggressive online than Bunnings and they'll link the distribution of the supermarkets to Masters as well, it may help. But it's a mistake.
We've only got about a minute to...
It's a mistake, and you look at it and you say, do I pull out of it and get out of the whole thing, or do I keep going? And Woolworths have said, we'll keep going.
Bob Govlitson, we've only got about a minute to go before the 8 o'clock news. What about Costco and Aldi biting on their heels, two pretty gigantic companies overseas?
Yes, and the Metcash, that's the IGA group, are caught in the middle of it all. And they're suffering because down the bottom there is Aldi and Costco. They're taking market share and they're aggressively They're keeping these the big retailers honest, by the way. They've got to keep their prices down too. But caught in the middle is IGA, between these two giants at the top end and Costco and Aldi at the bottom.
So there, IGA might be at risk in the middle. And do you think Costco and Aldi are going to be a threat to Woolworths and Coles in the medium term?
I don't know. Threat is an interesting... I don't think they're going to achieve dominance or anything like that, but they're going to take a significant market share down that cheaper end. And it does make it very important that Woolworths and Coles must not let their prices rise too far. And that in turn means that they must keep the pressure on the suppliers.
Bob Gulton, as always, a clear analysis. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Norman.
Robert Gottliebson is Associated Editor and Columnist with Business Spectator.